Hello, everybody. Great to be with you again. Great to be back in the Micro Studio here in Columbia, South Carolina, the very heart of our nation's progressive thinking. And my name's Fred Davis, also known as the Jolly Llama. And I'm here to talk to you today about a new non-dual topic, one something we hadn't talked about before, not directly, which is trying to put awakening in its place. In other words, we want to understand the significance of awakening. We want to honor that, but we don't want to overplay it or downplay it. We want to put it in its right place, neither too big nor too small. So what I'm suggesting is that awakening has always been the goal in many, many traditions of spirituality. If we look at Zen, for instance, pretty much the goal. Hinduism, Buddhism, regular Buddhism, pretty much the goal. Look at Vedanta, pretty much the goal. And look at Tantra, pretty much the goal. That's what it was for. Sufism is a little bit more like Christianity, but still it's all about that uniting with God, that joining with God, that recognition of oneness. What we tend to think of as a getting of oneness, but is actually just a recognition. So this, either it was either the direct or the indirect goal of spirituality. And I'm not saying it's not part of it, but I'm just telling you that awakening is actually not the most important part of spirituality. It really isn't. It's very important and it's vital, and we've heard about it so much that my twist on this thing is, hell, let's get it over with. So this teaching actually starts with awakening, and then we move on to the important stuff. So what I mean is that what's actually important in spirituality is clearing. See? Because when we're hoping to awaken, that's always about the unit. I mean, it would be lovely if it wasn't, but it always is. I've never met anybody where it wasn't. Not anybody that told me the truth. Because I call people on it all the time in sessions. I'll tell them, come on, let's face it. Hadn't you been trying to wake up the bill unit? Yeah. And it's because what we want is that the unit wants to wake up so that it can, and it wants to have a big spiritual experience so that it can then pat itself on the back and congratulate itself. It's finally graduated. Thank God. Maybe I can get back to drinking beer and watching football now that I've got this enlightenment thing out of the way, or not enlightenment, awakening. I no longer use those two as synonyms. So, but this awakening, the thing is that that's where all the spotlight is, that's where all the pressure is. But in the end, it's not graduation, it's not the end of it. It's really the beginning. It's the beginning of authentic spirituality. It just is. Because our job, the job of spirituality and truth, of what we're doing here, is that we're trying to more or less divest ourselves of ourselves so that that which is beyond the dream can work through these within the dream with great skillfulness without us interrupting. Hey, what about me? Right? So it's kind of hard. God's just trying to do it, this really thing all the way across, and we're just, no, you forgot about this unit right here. So, because God can handle the whole universe, I get all that, but this thing, oh no, he's not quite on that. So he needs some guidance from me on how to get that right, because I know how much money it needs, and I know how much respect it needs, and I know how much this and that needs. I know it all. That's the great thing about Fred. If I was God and I just had a compulsion to suffer, the very first thing I would invent would be a Fred. Because Fred's got all the answers. Fred's a knower, and I'm not. I'm an unknower. I don't have any idea what's going on here. I finally, after 24 years, I discovered what I am, and that's wonderful. I know what I am, but the only problem is I don't know what that is. So we reached the end of this thing just to find out where we're at. In a certain way, we're right back at square one. So awakening, because it's been so elusive, we've just had a tremendous amount of emphasis on it. What I want to do is pull some of the emphasis off that. I'm not saying it's not small or that it's not large. It is. But I'm saying that it's no longer elusive. Because, I mean, honestly, people wake. It can't be that difficult to actually. We talk about, we've always heard that it's very difficult to come to recognize our true nature, to come to see our true self, to have a spiritual awakening, to whatever you want to call that, or, liberation, if you will. Liberation's a push. But it's another word we sometimes use. Realization, I like much better. The thing is that I help people do this virtually every day. Somewhere around the world, I help one or two people usually come to know their true nature virtually every day. Now, maybe not every day. Six out of 7 days a week, I'm doing that. And if I'm helping them do that, I mean, I'm not Jesus, I mean, trust me. And I don't have, I mean, my ego's not even gone. Hell, I eat meat. I mean, I'm so imperfect, it's unbelievable. Yet, nonetheless, that seems to happen. Through this unit, if you will. And so what I'm telling you is that it can't be that difficult. What is difficult is accepting what we are after we have seen it. And this is clearing. This is just clearing. It's a continuous acceptance. It takes, conscious awakeness been functioning through this unit. We could say I woke up. Okay? I woke up about 8 years ago. And not quite. But close to 8 years ago, and I'm still accepting what I am because it still blows me away. There's still opening happening here, because again, yes, I know what I am, but I don't know what that is, and I don't know everything that that means. Do you see? Because I can tell you that a human being can only stand as much as it can stand at any given moment. So the information, the realization that we get, information slash realization, it's a combination of both, but it's really how far deep down it really goes that matters. Because I talk to people that are intellectually on top of this thing, but just don't have it. Because the information is so widely available now. I mean, you can get it anywhere. We all know the truth. Hell, it's written 1,000 times on Awakening Clarity Now, which is my website. I forgot to plug. So it's written 1,000 times on that website. But we just can't accept it. We can't get it. We can't see it. It just doesn't go deep down. So what I'm saying is that but once it does, it's done. I mean, not that it's over, but the seeking is over. The coming to know who I really am is over. And now I get to go about the important business, as Jesus would have said, of my Father's work. And I know that's not nearly as much fun as figuring out now that I'm enlightened, what can Fred do with it? And that's what I wanted to do. I'm going to wake up and then I'm going to see how it can benefit Fred. I just did. And a lot of us do. And it's not like that. It's just not like, it doesn't work like that. This thing is not meant to benefit Fred. As a matter of fact, the presence of Fred guarantees the absence of awakening. It just does. So Fred will never awaken. He can't, because his very presence stays it off. Just keeps it away. But when Fred disappears, man, I got a good shot, Then the truth has got a good shot of wiggling its way in here. And that's the way it is with you. So I talk to people actually on a regular basis who have woken up prior to have been talking to me. I talked to a guy this morning in Jacksonville, Florida, and he told me about a time several years ago he woke up and I pressed him on it and he described to me a non-dual awakening. No question about it. No question about it. I was a little leery and then he started hitting on something. I said, okay, yeah. That's it. Okay. So, this is actually very frequent. So, it's not the awakening that's hard, it's the clearing that's hard. And it's that immediate clearing of actually getting over the initial acceptance of, oh my God, this is it. Because this thing that the truth is, this, it's both much, much, much cooler and much, much, much less cool than you thought it was. Because, it becomes the extraordinary ordinary. It really does, and I've used that term before. But it's the truth. That's what it becomes: chopping wood, carrying water. But it is the extraordinary ordinary. So it's chopping wood and carrying water. It turns into a kind of a different sort of thing. And and also the thing is that it's not absolutely joyful all the time. It's not always blissful. That's what I had hoped. There is an underlying sense of okayness. That's that I don't I don't think it can be ruffled. I don't recall it being ruffled in a long time, if it was ever ruffled. So there is an underlying sense of okayness, but that's not to be thought of as bliss like that, oh, that electric thing. Because I get wonderful energy flows through my body every morning. It's gotten to be more and more difficult for me to get out of bed because my body is just having the best time. Laying in a bed, I just stretch my legs, I stretch my feet, I feel life and feel myself as life, and it's just glorious. But that's not what it's all about, and I don't spend my whole day doing that. It's just that I can't quit doing it as quick as I would like to. In the mornings, I can't get a unit to cooperate. The unit's just so enamored of that candy. But it's okay. You know, it will be until it's not, and if it does it forever, okay. I don't want to get in the way of what's actually going on by putting my preferences in front of it, because then I'd be arguing with reality, which is, of course, the first stage of insanity. The second stage being continuing to argue with reality. So let's get our focus on really on clearing. Let's get our practices do help in clearing, and I just know that that's just going to fly in the face of some of you people, but practices are not necessary unless they are. There's another alternative. Ramana Maharshi talked about it, which is simply surrender. You know, he said, well, you can do this and this and this and this, or you can surrender, whichever makes more sense to you. And I used to talk about surrender a lot because I did both. I did a whole lot of work and a lot of, effort and all that kind of stuff. And then in the end, it was ultimately surrender that carried me over the goal line, if you will. But there's been an awful lot of work since then. Because that idea that we can't work is just bull. In other words, that our work doesn't do us any good. There's a certain amount of clearing that these people have to go through. It's contingent upon the karma of the unit. In other words, the package that we know there's a DNA package here. It travels. You call it whatever you want. Karma is as good a word as any, as poor a word as any. But that's just what I'm calling it. So this the karmic package there. There's a certain amount of clearing that has to happen to that. It has to happen. Because it's not born with conscious awakeness. Well, actually, it sort of is. And about 2 years later, the conscious awakeness is run out of it. But for all intents and purposes, it's not born with conscious awakening running through it. So it has to. It has to be worked with. We have to do things. And that's what these practices do. There's a certain amount of clearing that has to be done. It can be done prior to awakening. It can be done after awakening. It doesn't make any difference. But all these practices and everything that you're hearing about, they're wonderful. When you're drawn to them, do them, but don't get married to them. And don't think that this is the path to awakening, because it's not. It may be a path where awakening is found at the end of it anyway, but it's not the path to awakening, because there is no path to awakening. How do you go from here to here? Which path do you take? All we got to do is recognize what's already going on. That's the reason that I'm able to help people every day. We don't have to do anything new. We have to undo some stuff that's already been done. That's all. That's the reason my book is called The Book of Undoing, is that we just have to undo some things that we have done. We're always looking for information, aren't we? God, we're such information hounds. You know, this is the book that's going to do it, and if that one doesn't, that one will, and that teacher's got it, and then this one told me to meditate in the center of my head, and all this, and whatever it is, you know? So, it's just information, and we don't need any more information. We need a hell of a lot less. That's the truth. You need less information than what you've got. You've already got so much information that you can't see your way through it. You can't see reality because you got too much information. We could call those concepts. And we've got a big pile of concepts pushed on top of that. So in this clearing process, practices are useful. I talk about them on the website. I talk about them in some of these videos. There are different types of little meditation we can do. And I must tell you that I'm always willing to change my tune at any time that I discover something that's more effective. I'm going to have to do a video on meditation revisited because I'm doing a lot of meditation now. I have found it to be helpful. I did not find it to be particularly helpful for a while, and now I do. So now I'm doing it. And you try it. If you find it helpful, you do it. And if you don't find it helpful, don't. Because it's going to help those it's supposed to help and nobody else. But don't mark it out. Because just don't, see, this thing has no rules whatsoever. We just so badly want to establish rules about what it is that is going to wake us up and what it is that isn't. But the fact is, what wakes us up is what wakes us up. Because I understand the point of view that there's nothing we can do, but I want to tell you that I've woken up hundreds and hundreds, many hundreds of people in just the last year, and every single one of them that was trying to wake up when they did it. Now, that's not chance. You can't tell me that there's not a relationship between those two things. Now, there were a few people who apparently were trying to wake up and who did not. But I will tell you that these are people, most of these people were simply unready for it, just weren't ready for it. They were almost ready. They wouldn't have been talking to me. But they weren't quite ready. That's the truth of it. And it's hard truth. And it sounds like a big cop-out for me, like my magic didn't work that day. And so I want to explain it all. But that's not the truth. I don't have any magic. You know, all I have is some great questions to help people with. That's what I really do. I'm more like Socrates than Buddha. Not that I'm in the same category as Socrates, for God's sake. I'm not, you know, I'm just not, I really, people think I'm a lot more subtle than myself and a lot more, you know, than I really am. I mean, I'm a lucky guy. That's what I really am. And you can get lucky too. I tried real hard before I got real lucky. I would advise you to try real hard too, because the harder you try, the luckier you get. That's my experience. So take a look at these practices that I've talked about elsewhere, and I'll do another little video on meditation revisited and stuff like that. And let's move toward clarity. Let's go ahead and wake up. Get all that behind us. See, that's the big thing. Just try to get that's just such a huge. Am I going to wake up? When am I going to wake up? What's it going to be like? And all that. Just wake up. Wake up. Get on past that. And once you get past that, then you can get into the really, really critical stuff, because that's a doorway. And we don't want to get to a doorway and then hang around in it. Wow, this is the greatest doorway I've ever seen. Well, where does it go? Well, I don't know. I'm hanging out in the doorway. What the hell is the use of that? So, take the next step on the path. Take the step toward clarity. And don't take the backward step, the last step again, which is, I mean, that's what we're all too often will do is, okay, I got it. I got it. I woke up. I called Fred W. I woke up. It's over. I got it. Man. Now it's time to go swim the Amazon. You know, climb Mount Everest, whatever it is next on my life list. Doesn't work like that. So, welcome to the world of the ever-opening spiritual experience that you are. Welcome home.